Okay, so we were holding in Perek Gimel the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, and the point that we'd been discussing is the Rambam's breakthrough in the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Mem, where the Gemara presents Hichrias Atzmo Ves Kol Olam Kulo L'Chav S'chos, and vice versa. So the Rambam inverts the Gemara, and the Rambam presents here that Chata Chedachar Arei Hichrias Atzmo Ves Kol Olam Kulo L'Chav Chova V'Garam Lo Hashchosa, right? Sort of the stakes are raised by the Rambam's formulation. And the Rambam, when he talks about not just when a person does a mitzvah, the Rambam says, "Vegaram lo v'lohem tshuva v'atzala," as if the state of affairs, the natural state of affairs, would be for hashchasa, which is clearly a reference back to the Mabul that we talked about. And the Rambam adds in this language of itzadik yisod olam. And we connected that back to the sugya of Toel Rishonos. So the Rambam seems to believe that, contrary to the Lecha Mishnah's supposition, that it really is no longer Mechza Mechza. The Rambam thinks that Mechza Mechza could really be a problem because a person doesn't have any Zechuyos at all, right? Toel Rishonos, he doesn't have any Averos, but if he's a Tzadik Gamor, but he doesn't have any zechuyos, so it's itkas atzadik lo tatilenu biyom risho, and likewise here. So the Rambam had started this presentation off by noting that, there's a part of the human condition is to have complacency. Shochechen es ha'emes behavali hazman, and the basic metaphor that the Rambam employed was one of sleeping, right? Remez yesh bo, kolomer yirishenem mishinaschem, nidamim hakitzu mitir demaschem, So here's where the Rambam introduces the notion of slichos, but it's very telling. This inyan, meaning the world hanging in the balance, and particularly at this time of year, because the Rambam said, that's a reference to the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. We talk about kol bayolam ovrim lefanav kivinei maron. So the Rambam says that this is the time. Ibnei inyan zeh nagu kol beis Yisrael. Harbos v'tzdaka b'maisim tovim lasik mitzvos mirashana yom ha-kippurim geser mikol hashana. So because we have this mental paradigm of mechzal mechza, right? We have this notion, this archetype that we're completely locked in, to this stalemate, so we can't do enough in terms of tzedakah, in terms of ma'asim tovim, and la'asok b'mitzvos v'nagu kulam lakum b'alayla b'asar yom ha'melu l'ispalu b'teknasios v'devei tachanun v'kibushin ad she'ye'or hayom. So the Rambam says that the problem is sleepiness, right? If the problem is metaphorical slumber, so then the thing to do is literally waking yourself up in the middle of the night, so that the physical disturbance of slumber will lead to a great refocusing of our energies, because we need to all be together. Tzadik yisod olam, the world might be careening towards hashchasa. So we play this mental exercise with ourselves that, okay, if we did tzedakah a moment ago, maybe that's only what brought us up to mechza mechza, right? Instead of saying, okay, I did a mitzvah today, that's good enough. No, right? We're constantly leveling the playing field. Tzarech kol adam shiyir atzmo kol hashana kula ki ilu chatzio zakai v'chatzio chayev. Okay, so that becomes what we do. So the first hayara, again, is the hayara of slumber and waking yourself up. Number two, the Lashon Rambam of kol beis Yisrael. That's only an expression that occurs in three places in the Yad HaChazak, and only occurs three places in the Chumash. First we have in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah and Perakei, kol beis Yisrael metzuvin al kiddush Hashem ha-gadol hazeh. We have it in the Rambam's Nusach and of Birchas HaTorah, and this is recorded in Hilchos Tefila. All right, Nachnu v'tzatzoenu v'tzatei amcha kol beis Yisrael, and we have it here as well. So the Rambam reserved the term kol beis Yisrael for a mitzvah that strikes at the core of our national identity. Talmud Torah, I don't think we need to say very much. It's a Dever Pashat. Right, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, I don't think we need to say very much when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, right? Avdi Yisrael Asher Becho Es Pa'ar, it becomes the defining. And here too, this is defining of Klal Yisrael, that we have this attitude, not only for ourselves, but for the entire world to take that responsibility, Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo, to take responsibility for the entire world during this time, and try to be amongst those about whom it could be said, Vitzadik Yisod Olam, third Hayara in this section of the Rambam, is that the Rambam couldn't conceptualize, and rightly so, that tefillah would somehow, and the slichos would somehow take place in isolation. The slichos are not meaningful to sort of get up there and, meaning it just to make all kinds of statements, and rachem aleinu, and ashamnu, all these kinds of things that the Rambam seems to believe, unlike our common practice, which is either Rosh Chodesh Elul for the Eidot HaMizrach, or at least 4 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, based on the halacha of Bikur Korban Tamid, for the Ashkenazim. So the Rambam doesn't think that you could have, slichos in isolation. Slichos is meaningful. Kiru levavchem ve'al bigdeichem, right? The idea is to, right, v'chipsu b'maaseichem v'chizru b'tshuva, that it has to be linked to something concrete. So the Rambam, in his presentation, he doesn't say, Nagu kol beis Yisrael lakum be'asara yamim elu lispal ba'at eknesios balayla. He first talks about making very concrete changes, laharvos bitzdakav ma'isim tovim lasak b'mitzvos, and only then does the Rambam turn his attention to the matter at hand, which is the matter of slichos, that the tefillah is meaningful in the context of productive growth and behavioral transition, and not so much merely in isolation. It's going to be enough to throw a number of tefillos at the wall, kaviyachol, and that's going to make any kind of a meaningful difference. It has to be ensconced within the framework of tshuva, and that's exactly what the Rambam started out with the halacha with. Again, hikitzu mitir demaschem, chipsu maasechem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru bar achem, right, that has to be tied to this introspection, to making concrete changes, hein le'inyin staka, hein le'inyin ma'asim tovim, across the spiritual board.